Hi, Ernest. How are
Jane,
you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. How was your weekend? Pretty good?
Not too good, no.
Oh, what happened?
Well, just sitting by the phone, sitting there responding to Angie Leeds, and probably answered, I don't know, up between Saturday and Sunday, probably about 40 leads.
Okay.
And not one of them, nothing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, a lot of them I had to not accept them. And because they were just, you know, people just planning, you know, planning and budgeting. No, but not very many people are ready. And the ones that did say they were ready, which were very few, it just didn't seem the way the form was filled out didn't seem proper.
Man.
And so I ended up not getting a dang thing. And it's still calling me back right now, but just as soon as I can get that, those funds, we'll definitely get this going, okay?
Yeah, I'm so sorry that's going on with Angie's, and you got no way of getting out of that, huh?
Well, yeah, I don't have to be with them, but I keep it in hopes of, you know, one call will come in or save me, you know, help me.
Right.
Help me, you know, stay afloat till something else comes. But, I mean, out of all those calls, you would think at least I'd get one would be good, you know?
Right.
And it's not, I accepted maybe three of them, I think, and maybe that's maybe $100. But nothing came out of it. So I just don't know what the heck to do. And nothing's coming from my website, so I'm going to end up, if I don't hurry up and get something, I don't know what the heck's going to happen.
Man.
But hopefully something will happen this week. We're barely, today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, today is Tuesday. I know, it feels like a Monday.
I know, yeah. But hopefully something will happen, and I'm damn sure going to grab $300 and invest it and see what we can do to help, you know, save this and maybe turn it around, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm just so sorry that that's going on for you.
Thank you. And one other concern I had, I don't know if you remember, I have an ad campaign that I had gotten back in 2023that's on pause right now. Would you be able to remove that, or is that something part of that? That's part of this that you'll be running an ad campaign too that's running on top of what we're doing, or is that totally different?
So you said you have an ad campaign running, correct?
No. I had an ad campaign that ran for a day back in August. I want to say August of 2023, but it seemed to have been, I followed the instructions, but it seemed to be generated to looking for a painter, that I was looking for a painter. So I got calls, the ad was placed on Facebook, but I don't know how, I never seen it, but I asked the guys where they got it from, and they said, we got it from Facebook. It was only $100, and so I found a pause button and I paused it. But it's got to be, because I received, you know, a notice when I tried to cancel it, that it said if you cancel it, you'll lose all your Google account, you'll lose your Gmail and all that. And so I found a button, I just paused it. And I found a guy that was going to help me, helped me do another. He was going to erase that one, and we're going to set up a new one. But then I came across, old email, and I don't know, yours. You seem to me seem to be a better deal, but then I don't know if maybe I need both of them. You know what I mean? I might have to have both of them, but that'll run me. If I did that, it'd be run me $300 with you, and then $300 with them. But I don't know. What is he trying to do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because why would you need to pay him, hon? Explain that to me.
Let's say if we wouldn't have made contact again, right?
That's
the way I would have gone. And the thing was, he was supposed to remove the old Google ad account, because one other thing wrong with that, and I don't know if it's just me or not, you know, I'm not really superstitious, but in this one, I feel that it's related. The first three digits of the account is 666. And you've heard of what that is, right?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So ever since then, literally, I've been going through hell. And now, ever since October until now, it's literally like I'm stuck in hell is what it literally feels like.
So I'm a believer.
Okay.
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 I'm a Catholic, but a practicing Christian. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm going to tell you right now, we don't believe in that because you know what? That's got nothing to do with your business. We're not even going to talk about that.
Okay.
Number two, this gentleman, I don't understand how he thinks you're going to pay him and he's going to go in there and get rid of that account. He can't get rid of anything unless you give him authorization. And I don't think you're going to do that.
Yeah, right.
You gotta be real careful.
Let's just say that's if we were going to do this. You know, if he and I were going to do this, that was the plan. And, and then not just go and remove it. He was going to remove it and set up a new ad campaign. And supposedly ad campaigns are supposed to help your website. You know, it's supposed to help it move along.
Well, you know, Ernest, in all honesty, feel like, okay, so number one, you want phone calls, right?
Yeah.
If you can get them on the phone, you're good at closing your jobs, right? You can close them.
Yes.
But you need the calls, okay?
Right,
so
right.
How do we drive you to get more phone calls? By giving you that online presence on Google. Right?
Right.
Generating calls that way. Now, don't get me wrong. It's great for people to see your website because they get to see the quality work that you do. It's like having a menu at a restaurant, right? But here's the thing. If they don't see that website, right? First of all, for them to see your website, they got to know your company by name. Because currently, if they're looking for a painter or a remodeler, they're going to find the businesses that are listed on the first page of Google. They're not looking to click at a website, right, to call somebody.
Right.
So
not
having the first page placement on Google is what's hurting you, okay?
Yes, exactly.
Now,
yes.
Him wanting to do, people trying to educate you, if you have your website, visible, that's going to help you with your ads. It's because when they run Google ads, and I'm going to be honest with you, Ernest, Google Ads is not going to be the best option for you, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. Why?
You got to invest a lot of money in order for you to even have a good conversion from those ads being clicked on and turning into a phone call. Okay?
Yeah, I figured.
Right now, what's going to benefit you right now to get things going for you is having the Google first page placement in the local map and having those Facebook ads. Those are going to bring you a higher conversion than a Google ad would. And that's why I didn't offer you Google ads. They're way more expensive.
Well, good.
And the conversion rate isn't as high. So.
And the other thing, is the keywords, right? That's the other thing, because
the keywords and the search terms is what's going to help you come up in the search results.
Yeah, and that's where the problem is too, is that because right now, you know, really people don't find you with knowing your name. That's only like, if you know,
right.
You're my neighbor or I seen you in the store and I gave you my card, then you're going to search my name. But the other ones don't know who the companies are, and they just Google painter near me or painter in Austin or painter in California or whatever. And then if you're not in that Google search platform, then they're not going to find you.
Exactly.
And your website only serves if you gave your card to somebody in person and they go, well, I'm going to search this guy. And then it can help you there. But without it, and it's like you're in the desert with holding a sign. Say, I'm looking, I'm a painter.
Yeah. Like you're in the desert hoping that someone's going to see your sign come and rescue you, right?
Yes. Maybe a buzzard would see it, you know. But they did.
So you understand, you know. I mean, who's going to really see that if, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So definitely. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that we can laugh about it, even though it's not really like a laughing matter, right? Because we need you to get deals, you know, at the end of the day. So, with that being said, I really think that this package that I'm offering you is the better one that's going to be the better fit for you, right?
I think so, at least
start generating that, and then... you know, you have room. Absolutely, you know. So, again, I'm so sorry that that happened to you with the Angie's. I wish there was such a better way, you know. But
yeah, and I mean, that's literally spent the whole weekend just sitting on the edge of the bed. And you know, I even had, you know, I have a little two-car garage door that I could, you know, I could go and paint. But, you know, I've been trying to, you know, figure out what to do. And then literally I sat on there yesterday for 6 hours and the phone just kept, you know, going off and going off and going off. And I would look at it, I said, I'm going to get one of these and not a one. And I swear it's about at least 20 of them. It wasn't, I didn't get not one. And usually you would think, out of, say, 10, you're going to get 2.
Yeah.
And that's the way it used to be. I mean, they used to be really good between them and my website. You know, I would generate, I would stay busy, literally busy. And now I just don't know. It just feels really awful. And it took away, you know, my lifestyle and took away my credit. And, you know, it's taken away, you know, if I don't make a change pretty quick, it's going to take my business away. I'm going to have to go, you know, who knows, work at Walmart or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No. We got to still think positive and just.
Okay.
You know, hope that things will turn around for you. So, like I said, I just wanted to kindly check in on you just to see, you know, how your weekend went, if anything got a little bit better. Again, I'm so sorry to hear, you know, about what happened, but, you know, we just stay positive, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay positive. Hopefully that's something, you know, between now and Friday will come up and see what happens. And I'll try to give my prices. I've been trying to give them low as I can, but I guess I have to go a little bit more lower. And I know a lot of times when I
you can't give it away for free because you got to still make money, you know?
Yes. Last year, I literally, I think it was December or January, I literally, you know, tried to help a customer, and I ended up coming out $1,000 in the hole. That I got for my guy. And then I spoke to one of my customers about it, and he was really nice, and he literally mailed me a check for $1,000. And, of course, we're using it for, like, if he needs, because he lives out of state, and sometimes he's got a condo here in Texas, And then, and so when he's out there, he needs somebody to be able to watch it, you know, take care of it. And so he kind of did that, you know, not as a free gift, but you know, like, hey, you know, something comes
kind
of
like he got printed on the books.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. But he did it really to for that, but to help me, you know, recoup that $1,000 that I lost. And I've done that a lot, trying to help people. So when I lose these jobs, it's not because I'm real high. It's because there's other guys that are hungrier than me, and they know if they price it a certain price, they're going to lose. So they price it very low so they know they'll win it. And that's what's hurting me. It's part of that is because that's
but
because.
You know what? Too bad for the people, because a lot of those guys don't do as much of a quality
job. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. That's what I try to say.
Cheaper isn't always better. You know, you get what you paid for.
Yep.
That's how I see it.
With the $10,000 exterior paint job that I lost, I just got the deal yesterday saying that the customer, backed out of their, they didn't need the service anymore. And I told him, I said, be careful. I think he might have liked what I told him. I said, well, just be careful with the low ballers. He goes, no. He goes, I know about it. He goes, I just got ripped off with 50% of whatever he didn't tell me how much it was, but he said a guy came and he took 50% of the money. He came to work one day, and then later on he said, I'll be there. And he never showed up. He said, he's in the middle of suing him. And so I'm thinking he might have took that as an insult when I told him, you know, kindly told him, be careful with the lowballers. But that's what I was just trying to tell him, because that's what happens, and that's what people do, and that's what they experience. And
terrible.
But they still do it. Yeah, but they still do it, but it's having an impact on my business because people are not doing like they used to be. Before, people would tell me, hey, Ernest, you're a little bit higher, but you know what? I feel more comfortable working with you. And I mean, that's what a lot of people had told me. And now it's totally different, I think, because times have changed, you know? But it's got me in a bad crunch. So hopefully we can get these funds, and then, you'll get your professional assistance but what are we going to do with that ad though? We'll have to.
So that ad is not active, right? I would have our team look into it, but I believe it's not even active.
Yeah. That's there, but it's not, but it's paused. It's paused.
Okay.
More or less.
So as long as you have it on pause, it should be fine, to be quite honest with you. You know what I mean? Because the way that we run the ads, we run it through our program, so it's not actually running through yours, in other words. You know what I mean? So we, because we're doing it through our platform to be, you know.
Okay, because I was
so
just worried that, you know, that with Google and stuff, you know, they might see that and say, well, we just won't give them any, you know, put them up here in the, you know,
No. We would make sure that everything's taken care of on this end. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
We'll
our team of experts, they would look into all of that. So, you know, I don't see it being an issue. Okay.
Well, I can't wait. I hope I can just get this money here pretty quick so we can get this rolling, okay?
You know, God willing, right?
Right.
Just hang in there, okay, Ernest?
Okay, well, thank you for checking in on me. I thought yesterday, I said, well, maybe, you know, by now, she's probably going to give up on me.
No, now you're kind of in a tough spot, right? So we'll be in touch, you and I, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
you have
good.
A good evening.
Have a good one. Okay,
you too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.